You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Earlier this month, the Canadian government placed bisphenol A on its hazardous substance list. BPA, which is found in baby bottles and food cans, is linked to cancer, reproductive issues, and developmental problems, even with low levels of exposure. The organization Environmental Defense has led the campaign against BPA in Canada and continue to lobby against other toxins in consumer products, including those found in vinyl curtains and children's bath soap. Janelle Witzel is the Toxic Nation Coordinator at Environmental Defense. She joins me now by phone from Ontario. Hello, Janelle.
Hi, Sean.
Now, you've had a lot of success campaigning against BPA or bisphenol A. And one of your current campaigns is around a chemical found in some personal healthcare products, including children's shampoo or bath soap. What is the chemical?
Well, that chemical is called 1,4-dioxane. And it is a carcinogen, according to the International Agency for Research on Cancer.
How frequently can we find this in products?
Well, it's a chemical in actually many, many, many personal care products because it's a byproduct of the manufacturing process. So it's not intentionally added to cosmetics or personal care products, but it just kind of shows up there as an impurity.
And what are the problems with it? What does it cause if consumed?
It's a probable carcinogen. So it's likely to cause cancer, or it may cause cancer.
Okay. What has the response been in Canada to your campaign against this chemical?
Well, what Environmental Defense did is when we saw the screening assessment, which is the government's assessment of its health effects, the government proposed to not designate it as toxic. Since then, we put a petition on our website at Environmental Defense. And as of about 3 weeks ago, we had approximately 400 people send a letter to the government asking them to label it as toxic and to make sure that it's removed from consumer products before they hit the shelves.
And what was the government's reasoning for not declaring it a toxic?
Well, these risk assessments are pretty complicated, and in a lot of cases we don't have exceptional data. So we rely on models to estimate, for example, human exposure. And the reason that it wasn't designated as toxic is because it was found that at the levels that we are exposed to, the government thought that it wouldn't cause harm.
Are those tests reliable, do you think?
We always have issues when you rely on modeling. I mean, models are designed after real-world scenarios, but oftentimes there's a problem with the inputs. So, for example, we may be relying on a measurement of drinking water from one Canadian water source as an input into that model to estimate exposure. So as you can see, if you're doing that for food or for air exposure, for water, for consumer products, if the data that you're inputting into the model isn't sufficient, then you're going to get results that perhaps do not accurately reflect what's happening in the real world.
And why may chemicals like dioxane and BPA or the PCV found in vinyl, why may they be especially harmful to children?
Well, our problem or our concern with childhood exposures is that children, their bodies are growing very quickly, which means their cells are rapidly changing and dividing and multiplying. And that means that they're pretty susceptible to the effects of chemicals because they're going through such changes and so very quickly. Another problem with some of the chemicals that we come across is, you know, some of them may end up in house dust, for example. And as you know, children crawl around. They have more contact with the house dust on floors, or they may put more toys in their mouths, and therefore their exposures to these things in some cases would be higher.
And what are the challenges of getting information on toxin in consumer products?
Well, there are many challenges associated. In some sense, there's just so many chemicals out there that it's difficult to track them all. So just knowing what's out there and identifying like key chemicals can sometimes be a challenge. But that being said, there are certainly ones that spark our interest or concern more than others. BPA and 1,4-dioxane and the chemicals found in PVC as well.
So are companies compelled to give out data on the kind of chemicals that they're using in their products?
Some companies may be more forthcoming than others with that type of thing. Via the risk assessments done by the federal government, and this is under a program that looked at BPA and 1,4-dioxane, industry are requested to submit studies and information on chemicals to the government so that they can be used within the risk assessments. So under this this program that they're running currently, it's called the Federal Chemicals Management Plan. And within that program, they're asking industry for data on specific chemicals. In that case, then industry will give the data up. There may be other federal regulations which require that industry submits data to the government so that they can see what's properly in products, but the government at this point can't order that a specific test be conducted.
I see. Okay. And what needs to be done to better protect people against toxic consumption?
Well, we'd always advocate for stronger regulations in the marketplace, specifically regarding chemicals in things like personal care products or household products or products used by children. And there's a bill going through the Senate right now called what's currently called Bill C-6, and the Canadian Consumer Product Safety Act. And that will grant government additional powers in terms of their ability to control or monitor or take action on potentially harmful substances or products in the marketplace.
And where do things stand with Bill C-6 currently?
Well, currently it's gone through the second reading in the Senate, which means it's now in committee, and they're reviewing it to see if it requires any amendments. It's close to being done, but it's not. There is some concern that some things may be changed within the bill before it's made law.
And if this bill is passed, what will that mean for toxic regulations or regulations concerning toxins in products?
Well, one of the great things that it does is it gives the government the power to actually order mandatory recalls. Today, when you see a recall notice on television or something like that, those are all voluntary by the manufacturers or the retailers. Those aren't the federal government. They may announce them, but they're not being made by the federal government themselves. So that's a huge plus in terms of ensuring that they can take chemicals or products actually more specifically containing harmful chemicals or that may be unsafe for other reasons off the shelves more quickly.
Okay. Is there anything in the Act about testing products?
Yeah. The Health Minister within the Act, as it's written now, the Health Minister may have will have the power to order a supplier to conduct safety tests. And to submit the results to the government if they see that as being necessary, and that's a huge plus from our perspective as well. That gives the government a more idea of what's out there and what's happening.
Okay, and how can people get more information on toxins in the products they consume?
Well, there are a number of resources on the web that can be used. The Toxic Nation website at Environmental Defense we have a number of guides and resources for people with anything from personal care products to things that they can do in their house. That's one place to look. There are also a couple of places in the states that rank products for their health and safety. And one is the Cosmetics Database. And that ranks a number of personal care products on a scale of 1 to 10, so it's very user-friendly. It is U.S., however, so perhaps not all, and it's not it's not totally comprehensive because there's just so many products on the market, but it's a good place to start in terms of investigating the cosmetics and personal care products that you use. And there's another website, I think it's www.goodguide.com, and that also suggests better products more generally, so toys and that type of thing.
Okay, Janelle, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
I've been speaking with Janelle Witzel, the Toxic Nation Coordinator at Environmental Defense. More information is available on their website, environmentaldefense.ca and toxicnation.ca.